Welcome to Slice of Life, those few stolen moments out of your busy day devoted to food, fun, and my personal attempt to convince the USDA to make chocolate a food group. I'm your host, Eileen Goltz, foods writer, columnist for the Journal Gazette, and cookbook author. Today's recipe and topic of conversation is Passover. Explaining the whys and wherefores of the Jewish holiday of Passover can be daunting. Every year, I get letters and emails from readers and listeners asking me to describe in easy-to-understand terms exactly what goes on during the Seder and the week of Passover. Passover is an 8-day observance commemorating the freedom and the exodus of the Israelites, the Jewish slaves, from Egypt during the reign of Ramses II. This year, Passover begins at sundown on Monday, March 25th. Passover, or Pesach as it's sometimes pronounced, is a time when family and friends gather to have a service and a meal called a Seder. At the Seder, the story of Passover is retold through the reading of a Haggadah, the story of the Exodus. Celebrated with special foods, songs, and customs, Passover is a time of year when there are special restrictions on what most everyone observing the holiday can eat. These restrictions are based on the prohibition of eating or possessing leavened products during the week of Passover. Nothing can be used that contains barley, wheat, rye, oats, spelt, except for matzah and matzah meal products. Matzah is just flour and water mixed together and baked for less than 18 minutes under a rabbi's supervision. While it may sound like there's nothing left to eat but meat and potatoes, there are actually hundreds and hundreds of truly wonderful and unique Passover recipes that can be served at any time during the year. The following recipe for yams and orange shells is one that I serve at my table. To make the yams and orange shell, you need 4 navel oranges, large ones are the best, halved, 2 pounds of yams, you can use the canned stuff if you like, about 1/2 cup of unsalted butter or margarine, about 1/4 cup of apricot preserves, about 1 teaspoon of salt to taste. What you want to do is preheat your oven to 350 degrees, cut the oranges in half, and carefully scoop out the pulp, keeping the orange shells intact. Remove the membrane from the oranges and then chop or dice the pulp. Set it aside. In a large saucepan, cook the yams for about 45 minutes till they're tender. Drain and peel them once they're cool. You mash the yams together with the butter and the apricot preserves. Fold in the orange pulp and then season it to taste with salt. Spoon the yam mixture into the orange shells and bake it for 15 minutes until it's heated throughout. Thanks for listening to Slice of Life. I'm your host, Eileen Goltz. As always, I welcome any comments and column suggestions you might have. If you miss the recipe, you can always find it on the web at nipr.fm or email me at ezTlog, that's Goltz backwards, at gmail.com. You can catch up on my columns in the Journal Gazette at jg.net. This is Eileen Goltz. As always, I encourage you to eat dessert first.